WBUR's own sports and society reporter, Shira Springer. She is here with us now in the studio after just having finished running the Boston Marathon. If you don't believe it, her lips are blue right now. Shira, congratulations. Thank you for running 26.2 miles and then coming into work.
Thank you for having me.
So I have to tell you, there were a couple of times we looked outside the window today and we said, I cannot believe anyone is running in this. Was it as bad as it looked?
Yes, it was absolutely miserable. From the moment you stepped off the buses in Hopkinton and were greeted by like a field of mud to, you know, all the way through the marathon, just gusts of wind and torrential downpours at times, and the light rain, then torrential downpours. And you really, at least I could really never quite get warm and get a rhythm going during the race. But a lot of camaraderie, because every time like a big downpour would come or a big gust of wind would come, you'd have like a group groan like, oh, not again.
Huddle for warmth.
If only we could like kind of move en masse like that. But I will say I was trying to draft off of bigger runners to sort of avoid the brunt of the biggest gusts.
That's smart. So, I mean, were you prepared for this kind of weather? Can you prepare for this kind of weather?
I did a lot of thinking about how to prepare for this kind of weather. And, you know, I showed up and I had like extra throwaway sweats, you know, for before the start. And I was all dressed in my trash bag finest, like I had cut out a trash bag and put it over everything. But there really is no way you can prepare because you just don't know what's coming or how your body's going to respond in the moment. Because as you're getting more tired, at least in this race, as I was getting more tired, the weather was getting worse.
This is not your first marathon.
It's my 20th.
Is this the most difficult?
Yeah, I would say for me, because I'm not a cold weather runner. But yeah, I just think the combination of the wind and the rain and, you know, because it's Boston, it's so big, you're standing out at the start area for about an hour and a half to 2 hours before you actually get to the start corral. So it's just a long, drawn out process. And that was part of kind of the difficulty of the day.
Someone who is a cold weather runner, though, today's champion in the women's race, Des Linden, someone that you've spoken with before. Are you surprised by
that? No, I'm not. And the person who was sitting next to me on the bus out to Hopkinton will vouch for this. She asked me, do you think an American woman will win today? And I said, yes. And she said, Shalane Flanagan. And I said, no, my money's on Des Linden. One, because she is a cold weather runner. She is from Rochester, Michigan. That's her home base. But also, I think this is just a course that really suits her style. She really trains for this course. I actually saw her when she was in town about 3 weeks ago, and she came here specifically to train on different segments of the course so she can master it and know what to expect and just be as physically prepared and mentally prepared as possible. So I had a good feeling then that this might be her year.
That's WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer telling us about what it was like to run in this year's Boston Marathon immediately after finishing this year's Boston Marathon. Shira, thanks.
Thanks.